everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist. I work in the West region of the United States. And I talk to software companies. But today I'm here with Sasha from Sling Media. Sasha writes software, and you do a lot of it on Silverlight. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
We actually developing a client for Sling Box, we are trying to target as many platforms as possible so we can present on different screens. We call it three-screen strategy. It's desktop, mobile, and digital TV. And Silverlight, where present, is perfect platform because we can use the different targets and develop the same client targeting different platforms. Basically, we are very excited with technology. It's very intuitive for us. Move from the previous technology, we used a lot of the MFC, then we used the .NET, mm-hmm. and switching to Silverlight was very, very easy and breeze for us. Tools are perfect. Latest release of the tools, very robust and very intuitive for us. We found that a little difficulty starting using Expression Blend, mm-hmm. but after a few months we found that we cannot live without that tool at all, mm-hmm. as developers. And the combination, it's perfect match to have the development environment as a Visual Studio 2010 and Expression Blend to tweak and design initial UI that graphic artists, graphic designers can take and make it professional looking and very intuitive for us, for both sides.
Cool. What would you tell a developer or somebody who was interested in getting started with Silverlight, how they should go about doing it? And
First of all, go to silverlight.net, mm-hmm. and here are a lot of the samples. Read books. Here are a few good books from mm-hmm. the Microsoft. And surprisingly, books are not thick as they used to be, mm-hmm. many, many pages. Silverlight as technology is more compact compared to other technologies. Still big, but easy to digest, mm-hmm. by the developers. And this is a great starting point. Download Express, Visual Studio Express, mm-hmm. free version of the Visual Studio, and get started. Silverlight is a really good platform for the developers because it came from the development, software development perspective into software design perspective, so with additional tools like Expression Blend. Only the difficult point will be, again, it's learning Expression Blend because it's a little bit different paradigm, but after few hiccups and getting through the difficulties to understanding how to use a tool, because it's all about Expression Blend as a tool. Software developers can take full advantage of the design tool with development tool as Visual Studio. What we found for ourselves, for things like how to make animations in XAML, it's very often easier to create animation in Expression Blend and then look into the generated code, generated XAML, mm-hmm. by Expression Blend, and then it will be much easier to understand from development perspective what actually animation is about. Mm-hmm. How to change color on the text, how to apply transform. Everything can be done through the Expression Blend. And then, from the development perspective, it's easier to understand how to manipulate animation from the code, mm-hmm. if necessary. Sometimes it's not necessary, but we found that we can put it's really like model view paradigm, mm-hmm. right? That we can design UI, we can design business logic, and with two tools we can manipulate both very efficiently.
What kind of technologies are you looking forward to in the near future with Silverlight?
Silverlight has its own limitation. Because, as far as I understand, because of the security issues, better socket support, better networking support. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the critical, like UDP is not supported right now in Silverlight. Out of the browser is great thing, but it still has its limitations. Again, it's security issues, and for end user, when Silverlight out of the browser application gets installed, they may not understand that this is actually a Silverlight application. Mm-hmm. But because it's a Silverlight application, it has its own security implications. It's good for user to be protected, but sometimes it can get frustrated. So we are looking for into broader or expanding a little bit, opening the security limits for out-of-the-browser application, because that's exactly what we're looking for making Silverlight application truly desktop application.
So thanks for your time today, Sasha. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time.